A reading from the prophet Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Set out for the great city of Nineveh, and announce to it the message that I will tell you. So Jonah made ready and went to Nineveh, according to the Lord's bidding. Now, Nineveh was an enormously large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began his journey through the city, and had gone but a single day's walk, announcing, 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be destroyed. When the people of Nineveh believed God, they proclaimed a fast, and all of them, great and small, put on sackcloth. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in the ashes. Then he had this proclaimed throughout Nineveh by decree of the king and his nobles. Neither man nor beast, neither cattle nor sheep, shall taste anything. They shall not eat, nor shall they drink water. Man and beast shall be covered with sackcloth and call loudly to God. Every man shall turn from his evil way and from the violence he has in hand. Who knows? God may relent and forgive and withhold his blazing wrath so that we shall not perish. When God saw by their actions how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil he had threatened to do them. God did not carry it out. The word of the Lord. A great repentance theme for Lent. But this is repentance of a different sort. It's not just, Lord, we have sinned. It's, Lord, are we sinning? Are we sinning right now? Is what I am right now wrong? This is the amazing thing. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They believed Jonah, who was half-heartedly preaching this word to them. Incredible. Turned their lives around completely. The king of Nineveh sitting in sackcloth and ashes. Incredible. Declaring, every man shall turn from his evil way and from the violence he has in hand. And then to top it all off, even God repents of the evil he had threatened to do them. Even God repents. And if God can repent, then maybe I need to repent. If God needs to change his mind, maybe I need to change my mind. And that's a more difficult thing to do, a more difficult thing to see than, Lord, I have sinned. I can look back and say, oh, I knew I shouldn't have done that, but I did it, and I'm sorry. But to say, this righteous anger right here in front of me, this thing I know to be true, you mean, maybe it's not true? Maybe it's no longer true? Maybe I'm wrong? I spend a lot of time making sure I'm right, checking my facts. I hold on pretty tightly to the fact that I am right, therefore, and maybe I'm wrong. You see, the trouble is, we not only need a humble heart to admit that we're wrong, we need a nimble heart to keep up with our changing world. Maybe the Ninevites deserved to die before Jonah started preaching, but they changed, and so God changed. Today is not yesterday, And just because we knew something for certain yesterday does not necessarily mean it is still true. To see that, to admit that, and to change, we need a humble and a nimble heart. As a matter of fact, this moment is not this moment. And by the time I get finished speaking, many more moments will have passed. And every moment has some change with it. We need a nimble heart to be able to keep up with our changing world, and a humble heart to allow it to change instead. With a nimble and a humble heart, we can truly be present to what's right, right now, right in this moment, right in this situation. And sometimes we're going to have to let go of what we know to be true. That's the challenge of this reading for us today.